Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I have on the phone Rona Friedman, and she runs an organization called Sustainable Business.
.com.
Okay. And tell me, Rona, what does your operation do? Do you actually go out and talk to people, or do you just clear information and disseminate it?
Yeah, we clear information and disseminate it. We also run a national green job service.
So if I'm looking for work in the solar industry, you probably have a database?
No, we don't specialize in the solar industry. We specialize in anything having to do with green business. So we have a really very wide variety of kinds of employment. Solar is just one among maybe 20 categories. And, you know, when solar companies go to hire, they usually, you know, use local papers and that kind of stuff because they're not looking for people nationally. They're looking for people in their local communities.
What kind of people nationally would be using your services?
Everything from executive directors, COOs, you know, any kind of position in, you know, typical corporations or nonprofits, you know, all sorts of, I'll just, you know, read you some titles that went up today just to give you an idea. We have an inside sales manager position for a company that's involved with measuring greenhouse gases, senior client services analysis, Center for Ecotechnology, certification program reviewer, collaboration for high-performance schools. You know, on and on and on.
Yeah. You know, I see on your website, on your newsletter, I should say, that you send out different stories about things that are happening not only in the country, but outside of the country.
Right. We produce daily green business news.
And where do you get that information? How does that come to you unless it's you just made yourself known over time?
Well, yes, that's definitely part of it. We're online for almost 20 years now.
How long have you been running it?
Almost 20 years.
Okay, so you're the originator.
Yes.
How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it was at the very beginning of the internet, back in 1996. And at that time, you know, if your listeners remember, the internet was a completely different animal. It was, you know, everything was free. Everything was based on pulling fragmented communities of people that were interested in, you know, issues that not a lot of other people were interested in. And so green business was perfect for that because we were a very small upstart community at that time. And so by creating a website that appealed to people wanting to stay up to date on these kinds of topics and find jobs in these kinds of areas really pulled a community of people together that would have not found each other any other way.
You know, I can't remember anything in particular that I read on your newsletter, but you pretty much do this on a weekly basis?
We do news daily, but we send out that newsletter weekly.
When you say you do news daily?
We post 3 to 5 news stories every day.
Oh, okay. And and they just come to you at this point. Is that right?
No, we write them.
Oh, okay. but you write about other people doing things.
We write about what the news is.
Oh, okay.
So today, for example, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Environmental Protection Agency on what's called the cross-state pollution rule. So I'm just finishing up an article about that.
What is it? Can you explain it rather within the time we have?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's that back in 2011, after about 6 years of consulting with all the stakeholders, the EPA issued a regulation that said that polluting states that use coal for their power can't have to reduce the emissions from those coal plants because they're traveling to eastern states in particular because that's where the wind currents go. And so they're polluting states in the east that are not causing the pollution. They're just victims of it.
And they're not getting any benefit of the power that they're producing.
That's right. So they don't get any benefits, but they get the dirty air, and that dirty air is really dirty. You know, it causes all sorts of respiratory illnesses, lung diseases, asthma, et cetera. So EPA was trying to, reduce that pollution, and they were taken to court, and the Supreme Court finally ruled in favor of them today.
Is that right? This is a Supreme Court that has not been terribly favorable to it.
No, it's pretty surprising, actually.
Maybe somebody's got emphysema and they decided...
They voted 6-2 in favor.
If somebody on the court got emphysema...
Right, that usually works.
Yeah, we didn't tolerate gay people either until somebody, some politicians
right.
got children...
Until your sister was gay.
That's right. So sometimes it has to hit home.
Yep.
So
unfortunately, with air pollution, it's not something you can usually see or sense.
No.
You know, until it gets really bad like it is in China right now.
I remember many, many years ago, someone says, what's this air pollution? It goes up in the air, it blows away. What's the big deal? And that really was the prevailing attitude.
Very true. And same for water pollution until Lake Erie went on fire.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, it really makes a bad day.
tell me besides.
So, yeah, so we get press releases, we follow the news. Obviously, I'm intimately involved with all of these subject areas. And, we put it together and produce what I hope is interesting, compelling news that keeps people up to date on these topics.
Now, I had on the show the representative from Canada. His name is David Manning. You probably know him. Do you know David Manning?
I do. No, I don't. I know it's Stephen Manning, actually.
David Manning lives right here on Long Island, and he represents the... the province of Alberta, and they're trying to get that pipeline built.
Oh, my.
So he starts coming up with figures on employment and that it's much, much cleaner than it used to be. And the production in at the source is, I happen to know that at least in the past, it was horrible.
Well, this is a really big hot button for me, the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, anyway, what I told them was, I don't care if it puts a million people in jobs. Oil is over.
That's right.
It's over. So.
Well, we hope it's over. They're pushing for it not to be over, but it has to be over.
Well, it does.
The sad part about all of this, and Keystone is just one example among many out there right now, which is that Americans are being filled with so much misinformation that they can't even come to logical conclusions. So, with Keystone, for example, all they talk about, basically they're lying through their teeth about all the benefits that they've been, touting to Americans, and none of which are true. Jobs are not true. At its height, which, maybe it'll be like 6 or 8 months. It'll produce maybe 2,000 jobs, something like, several dozen.
Not 20,000
jobs. It's not 20,000. It's not 100,000. It's not any of those big numbers.
I know where they get these numbers. Out of the air.
That's right. They just make them up. But the sad part is, and this blew my mind, I heard someone talking about this yesterday, if they do get the Keystone pipeline approved, that will give Canada the go-ahead to enlarge the area that they are exploiting for the tar sands oil by 5 times.
And the
place where they are getting the tar sands oil in Canada right now, it used to be the boreal forest, which is the only temperate rainforest in North America. It is one of the most important rainforests in the world, and they are literally scraping it clean to to get at the tar sands underneath. And they were saying if they're allowed to expand to the level that they plan to, they would, it would literally be the size of Florida.
You know,
completely clear cut and scraped dry.
I wish I had spoken to you before I spoke to him, because even though I have some good knowledge, I don't have the some of the things you're telling me right now. But I, you know, I held my own, and he got his point across, and I kind of dismissed the idea that there'd be as many jobs. So I had that part, I think.
Right, and the other part which they're trying to convince Americans of is that it will make us, you know, independent on oil. You know, it will lower the price of oil in the United States, none of which is true.
Rona, we're coming to the close of this segment. We'll pick it up after this the break. But I'm speaking to Rona Friedman. She's the Executive Director of Sustainable Business. This is Earnestly Speaking, and this is Ernie Fazio, 103.9.